There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to LASIK, Dr. Boutros and the Eye Center have led the way for the past 25 years. Today, this tradition continues by being one of the few practices in the country to offer you EyeDesign 2.0, using the same technology as the NASA James Webb Telescope. And in the hands of an elite surgeon like Dr. Boutros, more patients are seeing 20/20 or better after LASIK. Right now, enjoy 20% off eye LASIK with EyeDesign. Go to theeyecenter.com or call 888-844-2020. Some restrictions apply.
What are you plugging in?
Oh, the mother's shot mobility scooter. We need to get them in quick. Podcast 47, everyone!
Yay!
47! Where's the time gone?
Where has the time? Where are you going?
Oh, look, we've just started. She's getting about out of her
seat. What's wrong with you?
Go on, Angela. What do we have to stop for now we've just started?
I'm just getting Meggie's bed.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, dear.
Fell asleep. She runs out like she's got something on her back, doesn't she?
Yes, yeah, she does.
Doesn't she?
Oh, she's there. It scared me. Come round the other way.
It's because otherwise she's jumping up at me all the time. There you go, Meg. Okay, now.
Oh, now we can officially start.
Yeah, she skinned the dog.
Yeah.
It's got no hair on it whatsoever.
I thought she was looking a little bit lighter.
She hasn't got any hair on her. Look at her.
Oh, that worked, bringing the dog bed in.
Yeah. Meggie's back up, trying to get on my mum's lap. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody around the world. I hope wherever you are, you're fabulous.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because we do have people around the world listening to our show, you know.
Even the Flat Earth Society have members around the globe.
What do you think to the Flat Earth thing?
I think there are a bunch of morons in my personal opinion.
They did say that, didn't they? Yeah. They had a tweet that the Flat Earth Society now have members around the globe.
Yeah.
No.
The globe is a spherical object.
Yeah, they actually tweeted that.
Well, I've got something to share with you all.
Go on, then. Don't tell me you're a Flat Earther.
No, I'm coming out.
What?
I'm coming out. I think it's time that...
Do you want the world
after,
to know?
No, after 20 years of marriage...
Do you want me to speak for you?
Yeah, could you speak for me and tell them? I'm coming out as a flat earther.
Oh, are you? Let's get you onto a daytime TV show to an episode.
No, I'm just coming out as a flat earther. Don't judge me.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I'm joking. I did look into it, though, briefly, for half an hour, because I thought, what's this flat earth thing? So I looked it all up and I thought... There's a lot of very clever people that have got these amazing theories, and it's just interesting to see these other people's theories.
Well, the funny thing is about that is I can't understand what they think the problem is with the world being a sphere and why that would be a conspiracy for us all.
Do they have a problem with
They're saying that the world is flat and everyone who thinks it's a sphere is wrong, but what is the detrimental effect of the world being a sphere? Nothing.
There's nothing wrong nothing. With it at all.
And isn't it funny when you look through telescopes, every other astronomical object, I'm starting to sound like Patrick Moore, every single astronomical thing in the sky.
You're not
going to
sound like him now.
Excuse me, that's a very good impression.
How on earth it happens, we just don't know. in the night vision. It's weird. Everything in the sky, in the night sky, is a sphere. The stars, the planets, the rocks. Oh. Except Earth.
What gets me, though, is...
Do you know what I mean?
What's their theory, though, for... Well, hang on a minute. Yeah. What happens when you get to the end? Is it? What do they say then? I can't remember what they said, but they did have arguments for
it. I've not heard a convincing argument other than to say that it.
But the thing is, like with all these things, no matter what, you know, when you're arguing about anything similar to that, whether the Earth's flat or round, when you talk to people on each opposite ends of that scale, they all sound very convincing, and when they talk to you, go. Wow.
Yeah, make you question yourself.
And then you kind of walk away and 10 minutes later you think, I can't believe I even agreed to anything.
No, exactly. I honestly did it. I looked it up, started to do it, go into my, you know...
Extensive research.
And I sort of got into half an hour and I thought, nah. But my brain did do a brain fart, though. I wanted to know because I didn't know what it was,
but you didn't just for that second thing.
What I'm saying is that I wanted to do research about it and who these people were and what they thought. You can't make up your mind about anything unless you know all the facts.
And what institution they've been locked in?
They could have, and that's what I needed to know. What's the theory? What's the science behind it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but are we all not just in the Matrix?
That's the whole of the conversation.
This is getting very sciencey, isn't it, today?
Listen, I just gobsmacked. Oh, yeah.
What are you gobsmacked about? I see what you're saying. Oh, what are they called on the Muppets?
Not the Muppets.
What are they called?
Oh, I can't think of the names.
Yes.
The ones that sit in the balcony in the Muppet show.
They sit in the balcony. I used to always, when I was a kid...
That was awful. I loved it.
It's them.
It is them. Oh, speaking of the end of the world and everything, my mum always thought Hull was the end of the world.
What?
It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
It's Statler.
That's it.
And Waldorf.
Statler and Waldorf.
Far off.
Oh,
come on, then.
If
you
ever had any
fancy
dress, you should dress up like them.
Sorry?
No, saying if they have any fancy dress.
Translator's here tonight. Sorry?
They said that if they were going to be doing any fancy dress, they would come as those Muppets.
Don't need fancy dress for that, do they?
Come as you are, love.
Come as you are.
Your mum would have to come as animals.
Hey, we need to open some cheesy balls.
Yes, actually, this week, or this month, it is...
What's that squeaky noise?
Spa Cheesy Puffs. We've had Spa Cheesy Balls and Co-op Cheesy Balls recently, but I don't think we've had Spa Cheesy Puffs.
And occasionally, if we can't get the puff, I see what I'm saying? I cannot speak today.
What about you getting your mucking words fuddled?
My mum loves your shit jokes.
I love them too.
She really does.
I've got so many to give to you.
Have you?
Pile up like.
Awesome.
No, I'm patient as usual.
Go on, how was it?
No, cheesy puff. No.
No? They're all right. You're not doing it for, if you do it in the wine.
There's not enough cheese in this one at all.
I don't have one.
It's just substance, that's all.
There's nothing in there whatsoever.
It's like putting something in your mouth that just melts and wasn't worth having.
Yeah.
That's happened to you a lot, isn't it?
I quite like them.
It tastes like salted popcorn.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Easy for you to say.
You heard
that was tasty.
What did you say? You had a water infection
that smelt like popcorn.
Well, there's a podcast quote if ever there was.
It's true. You have a look on Google.
What is it on Google?
What's it? Angela's water infection.
No. It's true, there is such a thing.
I thought it smelt of
puffed wheat.
I was going to say Cheetos, but it's not Cheetos, it's
puffed wheat. Yeah,
same kind of thing, really.
Yeah. I think these taste of puff wheat. That's because
they do.
No, they taste how they smell. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? They taste how they smell.
What do you think?
Yes, it does.
Am I being silly?
No.
I think they smell cheesy than they taste.
That's what I'm saying, something you either, but they actually...
You don't, see, you don't taste like you smell.
Oh, wow.
But then again, I've never actually tasted Chanel.
Oh, no!
Stop it!
What? Just being nice to your mum there.
Yeah, you just said how we my mother tastes. I don't want to know.
Well, you've got a filthy mind, Mary. You know kissing my neck.
Well, if we're in the kitchen, and because quite often I have, you know, not a lot of people know this, but I happen to love
you
my wife.
Shagged me on the countertop. Sorry.
No.
Yes, we have. No, I happen to love my wife.
Have you wiped it down since I've been around for tea?
It was just before then.
Oh, was it?
It was actually while you were having tea. Did you not notice?
I wonder what the noise was.
It was the dining room table in our old house.
I know it was. Christmas Eve. And everyone came round and it was... Anyway. And it was actually... It was actually funny watching...
Back your truck up there, buddy.
Oh, someone spilled the bread sauce.
I was going to say, when you said everybody came round...
Not while we were doing it. Oh, right. We'd finished at that point. No, but I'm in the kitchen, I see my beautiful wife. And because she is the most beautiful woman on this planet...
You better pull in a cross-eyed face for the listeners.
I quite often can't help going up and giving her a kiss.
Aww.
Whether on the back of the neck or a cuddle. And every time Mary sees you, she goes, oh, God, that's just disgusting.
Vile.
God,
you'll be doing this when you get yourself a person of interest.
I don't want to see my parents.
What would you rather? Yeah, what would you rather?
Just be fighting
and
arguing?
No, you're lovely, you're really nice, yeah, and then, you know, maintain a metre gap between us.
I remember when you were little and me and your dad were having a kiss in the kitchen and you used to run up to us and put your arms around us both. Do you remember?
She wanted to be...
I now think she must have gone, oh, my God, I can't bear looking, so I'm just going to join in.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to go... When she brings the boyfriend round...
Oh, yeah.
Not that I have one yet.
Yeah, but when she brings him around, I can't wait because it'll be like, no holding hands. And I'm constantly going to be up and down when they're in the front room on the couch.
So
I ain't
having them
messing up my couch.
Do you want to tell everybody, and Glenn, you, after we've told this story, you might want to edit it out.
Okay. But
when Mary brought a young gentleman round not long ago...
Oh, yeah?
We shook hands with the gentleman.
Was
he was
a firm
very
handshake?
Nice. He was a very nice young man.
Well, don't go that
now,
far, but...
what did you say as Mary took her brand new friend into the lounge to sit down and watch a movie? What were your parting words to your daughter?
I could already predict this.
I said, why don't you guys go in the front room and finger each other?
No, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I couldn't believe it.
I would edit that out, yeah.
No, I'm leaving that in.
I actually didn't hear that.
Did you not hear it, Mary? Oh, God.
Thank God for that.
I was shocked. I was shocked.
I'm assuming, Carl, what you were talking about was this.
Absolutely.
Yay! I want a finger. No, don't join in.
You really need a fist, darling.
Listen. Did you really just say that?
Well, you don't like caps, do you?
Just ruined my shit joke as well.
There's many a finger there.
Can't get my shit joke in with you two girls laughing. It's going to be one of those podcasts, I can tell.
Right. What's your...
You can't remember now.
Wow. I've actually just been given a proper you're in shit look from Yvette.
Ooh, no.
You never get those.
What?
Ever. When have you... I ever given you you're in the shit?
We've all seen that look.
Yeah.
You've seen it too?
Yes.
What, that I give Carl?
When we're in the dark filming.
Yeah.
You've given it me.
Yeah, well, I give you that. No, that sounds awful. What's wrong with us? These cheesy, what's it, puff things.
See, you're not stopping munching them, are you?
I know.
They're good.
Why can you not stop crunching Pringles? What's that about?
Yeah, they lie. Because they say once you pop, you just can't stop. If that's true, why do they give you a resealable lid? It's also rumoured that the guy who invented Pringles, when he died, he was cremated and buried in a
Pringle tube.
Apparently so.
Don't be silly.
Apparently so.
Liar. You're telling the truth.
Look it up.
I don't believe any of that.
Look it up, Mary. This is the man that tells me, you've heard these stories, that tells me lies.
Mm.
If Reg Corker was here now, he'd say lies. Your lying eyes.
You quantify this, because at this present moment, is you just...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thing, I'm just, you never lie in a serious way.
Oh, my God,
way.
It's true. He's buried in a Pringles can.
Apologies, Mr. Beattie. I didn't believe...
Fred
Bat?
No. Frederick Bauer? That one.
Bauer?
Oh, yeah, Frederick Bauer.
Bauer. Dreamed up the original... Yeah, he dreamed up the original Pringles can, and now he's buried in one.
Incredible.
Well, what would you be buried in then? Each of you have to come up with.
Oh! Vile. Absolutely disgusting.
Can you imagine the coffin shape? Be like a really long cigar, wouldn't it? Tapered at the end for your feet.
In the shape of a fist.
Look at my mother's face. She's not impressed with that one.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's disgusting. Your daughter's face is vile.
Absolutely
okay.
Vile.
Okay, what would you like
to
be buried in?
To be getting worse.
Apart from Johnny Depp.
Ooh, question of the day. Well, I don't want to be buried. I want to be shot out of a cannon.
Can you imagine?
I want to be burnt.
Do you mean you're going to say? Oh, I thought you meant the actual body.
Doesn't even need a safety net.
Lands on the high street somewhere.
You know when you see those things where they always put in cannons, they go, oh, here's a safety run first, and they put a dummy in there. It's not really a dummy, the way it flails around. It's a dead body.
Yeah. No, I want to be cremated. I want my ashes to be mixed in with some glitter. All of that to be put into a cannon and just shot out. How marvellous would that be?
Well, you can do, you know. You can have anything you like these days.
Well, interesting you say that, Mary, because... it's something I've considered with the cremation, but in the same way that the guy who played Mr. Scott in Star Trek, he was cremated, and his ashes were launched in a rocket, and his ashes are orbiting the Earth.
If you go before us, we'll do it for you. We'll just put you in the back of a firecracker and off you go. It'll get further than NASA would.
Christmas cracker.
I'll just put him in the back of the car and start it.
That'll be what you did.
Great. But yeah, that's what he did, and I think that's quite cool.
That is quite cool.
Yeah. I've always kind of thought about getting buried at sea.
I know you keep saying that, but then you go, you don't like the thought of your body being sort of floating around and being eaten.
Being eaten by strange animals.
Well, I kind of, when I was younger, always wanted to just be thrown to the sharks, obviously after I'm dead.
I was going to say, you've already... That's already
did you know, actually, here's a fact about sharks. They only attack wet people.
These two are having a conversation on their own.
And in a cardboard box.
You're right, you two over there.
Abaca basket.
Abracadabra.
Basket, abaca.
Sorry, abaca laundry basket.
Abaca laundry basket.
Do you remember the Alibaba? Alibaba laundry basket. Aye, that'll be Agnes. She was only small.
With all the washing. She was always complaining about the laundry she had to do, and then she goes off in a wicker basket.
Oh, in a wicker
basket. Then I had the price, and I thought,
I'll get it. We'll just get you one from Dunelm.
Yeah, Dunelm. They'll do a good
Dunelm.
One.
Dunelm.
Yeah. Make sure you don't say wicker basket like that, and then you actually get one of them hand, you know, like a handbag. Wicker basket. I was doing ghost hunting with years and years ago with Boyzone, and I always remember one of them said, he said, oh, that's a nice necklace. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And I said, yes, it's got my dad's ashes in it. And he went, was he a small man? It made me laugh. So ever since then, I've always said it has some of my dad's ashes in it.
How do you want to be buried?
Oh,
I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated.
I thought you were going to say embalmed and put on display.
No, she's actually said that.
Isn't that what normally happens when they stick you on a stake?
No. I want to be stuffed and I want to be hanged.
Before you're dead or after?
No. And I want you and Richard to be fighting between who has me.
No, they'd be fighting who doesn't have you.
You want to be hanged on the wall when you're stuffed?
Over the door anyway.
There was a guy in America who wanted...
Taxidermist dies.
Yeah, but there was a guy in America who wanted to do that with his wife who had died. and he wanted her stuffed and in a coffin with a glass lid over the top and used it as a coffee table.
Oh, my God.
But he wasn't allowed.
No,
he wasn't
allowed.
I want to be taxidermatised. And I want to be hung up on your door one Christmas. Or on the tree.
So we know your plans.
Yeah.
You're in your laundry basket.
Yes.
How are you going?
Shot out of a cannon.
Shot out of a cannon. You're
into space.
Mr. B.
Well, as I say, I come from a long line of maritime.
Oh yes, in the sea. That's right.
In the sea, probably. Well, to be fair, in all honesty, that's kind of a thought process. But I'd like to, if you go first, I need to be next to you. If I go first, I'd like to be where you want to go.
Aww.
So you'll be next to me.
Well, I would like some of my ashes, not all, some of my remaining ashes, Mary, or Carl.
In a Chanel box.
No, yeah. Actually put inside a wooden Ouija board.
Oh.
That'd be quite cool.
Quite quiet. That would be quite... Yeah, I've got quite quiet, because you've all gone, bloody hell, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I'm just thinking of a new business.
Ashes in a Ouija board.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, I've got a friend down in London who has had a picture of himself painted. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
And he's... it's a really good painting.
Would that be Fred?
No. No. But actually, he has got a big painting of himself as a Knights Templar.
Yes.
But there's other, you know, and he's actually got his, he put his own blood in the paint, so his own DNA is in this.
Oh yes, yes,
ooh.
I know who you mean.
Who's that then?
Yeah. Can't say. He says I can't say.
Oh, did you say he can't say?
He didn't really. But
can we guess?
No.
Okay. And I know he listens to the podcast.
Do you know what we've done? We've changed "How was your day?" to "How was your last day?"
I like that.
Right, so it's time for Correspondence Corner. Shall we get Will out of the cupboard?
Let's get him out.
Yes,
come
get
on,
him out
Will.
Of
let's
the closet.
Sorry, what did you say then?
I said let's get Will out of the cupboard, closet, whatever it is.
Okay.
He's in.
Correspondence Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner. You leave a message and we might get back to you.
Will, then, Mary, you've been sat here saying not very much. Would you like to read out the first correspondent corner?
Aww.
I'm going to share the wealth today.
I feel loved.
Hi all, thanks for reading out my first ever piece of correspondence in episode 45. My colleagues and I thought it was hilarious how you pronounced Bendigo. Less emphasis on the D for future reference. A few eps back, I remember Yvette talking about someone who named their daughter Lasagna.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I was in the supermarket the other day when I heard her mother call out to her son, Anus.
No way!
Surely I thought her son was named Angus. Anus, she called out for a second time. Nope, unfortunately not. I felt so sorry for the boy and hope he changes his name one day.
I was going to send through...
the Oliver Lee Butt Seal article. However, someone beat me to it. I found the next best thing from the Sydney Morning Herald. Regards, Daniel Marcy. And it says...
So this email's come all the way from Australia.
Oh, right.
Good eye.
And what's on the news.com Australian website then?
A young woman who smuggled almost 1,600 MDMA caps internally and in her bra to Sydney Music Festival could have bartered her own price for 40 freebie tablets, promised her, a court has heard. Grace Poo.
Grace who?
Grace Poo.
Grace
is being
Poo.
Sentenced in Sydney court for smuggling 1,597 capsules in a specially bought huge bra and downstairs to the gates of Midnight Mafia Music Festival.
Wow.
That's just shit, isn't it?
Grace Poo. Wow.
That poor kid is also, they thought, was called Anus. I'm thinking possibly could be Enus. There was a guy in Dukes of Hazzard,
yes,
one of the cops, for a while, and then it was called Anus.
Yeah.
And do accents.
Why would you call your child that?
You'd have to be a bit stupid. Probably a flat earther.
Get some emails. Hey, all the flat earthers out there.
There might
send
be some
Glenn
people
your emails
out there that are believing. I'm getting a bit tipsy. I'm just warning you now.
That's fine.
Yes, I'm following not far behind.
Oh, it's quite strong stuff, this.
Oh, before you get too drunk, is there cake?
Because we want to. Oh, didn't think you'd want it. Yet.
I didn't think you'd want it. No, yeah.
I just didn't want it ruined.
I don't really know it. Mavis Riley.
She was fantastic.
I didn't think you'd want the cake yet.
Do you want it now?
Would you like cake now?
I'm always ready for cake.
Yes, please. We're always ready
Thank
for
you.
Cake.
Is it yours now?
I love cake. I love that impression.
Is it yours now?
Oh, God.
That was the cake.
That was my one and go-to impression when I was little.
Maybe it's Riley.
Yeah, Agnes, be quiet. That was my one go-to impression when I was a kid was...
I don't really know, Rita.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it now. I've not tried it since. Shall I give it a go? Can I have a drum roll, please? No, a proper one that you're going to put in.
All right.
Not on the table, you...
Right, here it is. Go.
I don't really know, Rita. It's not very good at all, that, is it? No, it's right. not. No.
I think you were being honest with Glenn.
Yeah, I was.
Need to be honest
Let's
with
be,
you.
Honest.
Glenn, be honest.
Your Mavis Riley impersonation was as good as my Jeremy Vine impersonation.
Well, shit, then really. The pair of us... I used to be good at it, though. Or maybe I thought I was good at it.
You probably were good at it.
Yeah.
It's probably kid good. Do you know when kids do stuff and all the adults go, that's fantastic, and you actually grow up thinking, oh, I was good at that.
Yeah.
Then you see another kid doing the same thing and you think, oh, shit. But you're telling them they're good. Like everything Mary did when she was young.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Do you do an impression?
When I was younger, I used to be told I was good at Frank Spencer.
Try it now.
No,
for the first time, like I've just done since you're a kid. Go on.
All right, here we go. Frank Spencer.
That's good just from that.
Jessica.
That's what I could do.
Say something, put the baby down the toilet. That's what you used to say, didn't it?
Put the baby down the toilet.
Yeah! That's really good.
Let's do Max Wall as well, if anyone's heard of Max Wall.
Yes.
Max Wall used to do the walk.
Yeah, he still does.
He used to talk like that, really. Didn't hello, everybody.
What makes me laugh is we're all laughing and Mary's going,
who the fuck are they?
No idea who Max Wall is.
He was born in 1999.
Yeah. All top. Frank Spencer... You probably don't know, but it was...
Played by Michael Crawford, who's in musicals and things.
Yeah, Michael Crawford's a hugely talented actor, musician and singer.
Mary does not know.
He did his own stunts on the programme as well.
Yeah, that's the point.
Hanging off cliffs and things.
Some others do have them. The TV series was good. It was in the time, in the 70s, when we actually had great sitcoms that you can watch now and they're still funny. They were comic actors doing it, not just comedians taking off of the stage thinking
like
they can do it.
Hello,
was yeah, in that same thing. But he did all of his own stunts, and there was a lot of them on there.
Well, there you go. So for everybody, all the young ones out there now that are saying, "Who is Michael Crawford?" We could start a new hashtag.
Hashtag yes. Michael Crawford. If you're listening, Michael.
No, who is Michael Crawford for the youngsters?
Where is Michael Crawford? Hashtag.
What is?
He's that wealthy. He can be wherever he wants to be.
I guess so.
And
so what
about
Max Brick?
Sorry?
Who?
Max
Wall.
Oh, Max Wall.
Sorry. Replay that.
What about Max Brick?
Sorry. Hands off for a minute there.
Oh, my God.
Max Brick.
Mary.
I was born in 1999.
You're referring to Max Wall.
Max Wall.
That's
Max
the funny
Wall.
Bit that you called him Max Brick.
Oh, got you. Right, Max Wall. What did he do?
Are you with us, Mary? No. Earth to Mary.
He was an entertainer.
That we don't have much anymore.
Yes, unfortunately, a talented entertainer that... he did funny walks, he did jokes, he did everything, he did songs. He was a proper all-round entertainer.
Well, you reminded
me
of...
the same school of Morecambe and Wise.
Of the video you retweeted on Twitter the other day of Benny Hill.
Oh.
And obviously he's walking up to a door and it says pull, so he pulls it, and then he walks up to another door. And I hadn't seen this particular sketch from Benny Hill before, but I thought I knew what was coming. So obviously next door said push, and then there was...
Bells
that were saying ring. And I thought, I know what it is, he's going to get to a lift. and it says lift, and he's going to try and lift the doors up. And I thought that was a bit, but no, he sits down at the table, and the waitress comes up with a name badge over her breast, and it says Pat. And
oh my God! Do you know what? What I wanted to say that I didn't, because you know, some people on social media are daft. That you think you could never get away with that now because someone would say that that was sexist.
It's humour,
and it, you know, that's the point, though. It is humour. It's fun. Yeah. And you know, you look at Benny Hill. What great comedy we would have lost had we had the same. This PC thing going on.
Ah, no,
have we got the music?
Yakety Sax, it's called, I think.
Yeah.
Go, put it on now.
Did we have to chase each other around the table as well?
Yeah, that was exhausting, wasn't it? Good. I know, you kept touching my boobs and everything.
Well, it says Pat on that. Right, the next email. I shall read if you like.
Yes, you please. Mary? No, you go for it. Okay. You do the best.
I think we should. Why don't we all do one each?
Okay.
Let's shake it up.
Let's shake it up, baby. This is from Lorraine.
Lorraine? What, Lorraine Kelly? She emailed in.
Hello, everybody.
That's brilliant.
This is a wee letter from everybody.
That's pretty good.
Hi, all. It's been a while since I've emailed, but I'm still loving the podcast. Well, that's good to know, Lorraine.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I recently had to go for an ECG as part of a preoperative assessment from a hip replacement. Anyway, she says, whilst trying to distance myself from the fact that I was lying with my chesticles exposed, to some degree, as the electrodes were placed, I stared at the technician's name badge. Well, that was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Written in large black and bold letters was the name Assed Butts. Anyway, she says, I never held in a laugh so much, and I couldn't wait to get out of there as quick as my dodgy hip would allow. Take care, says Lorraine. Aww. You take care, Lorraine.
Yeah, Lorraine, yeah, hope your hip's all right.
Yeah, the hips don't lie. Go on, you can read out the next one.
No, Mr. Bitty, you read it. I want you to...
Let's go clockwise.
I think we should all have a little read. Hi, all. Wants to drop an email to say... Loving Most Haunted from when it started, it has led me to your podcast, and since being on maternity leave the last 7 months, I have been catching up on them. It took me a long time and a difficult road to having my baby.
You should have gone down a different road.
And one of the things we enjoy doing is... Will you be quiet? I'm trying to concentrate!
What's a little bit diddly?
She's putting pots and pans, and I'm trying to concentrate on this.
Don't carry on.
We can't, because you're clattering around.
Join until tomorrow when she goes out chasing parked cars.
What do you mean, go on? We're trying to do this.
It's quite funny listening to a bit of clattering.
It took me a long time
to read this email.
It took me a long time and a difficult road to having my baby.
Oh, is that because the sat-nav in the ambulance got wrong?
Oh, shut up. And one of the things we enjoy doing is walking the dog, baby in baby carrier, listening to you all. Anyway, in the spirit of you change your name.
How does it go?
You change your name. I thought I'd have to tell you about a famous road in Doncaster, namely... Butthole Road.
And here is said Butthole Road.
Butthole Road.
Photograph and everything.
Is that wonderful... Oh, no, there's... All right, okay. Why is it called Butthole Roll? I can't say it. Butthole Road.
Would you buy a house on Butthole Road?
No, you change your name. The poor residents of this street were forced to watch people purposely visit the street and have their pictures taken next to the road name. Some even moved out of the street, having had enough of it. Taxi drivers refusing to go there and it becoming a tourist spot. Having had years of this torment and the residents coming together and bought a new road name, they did, in fact, change their name.
Fantastic.
So well, Street.
Yes. So well known is Butthole Road, it's even had its own dedicated Wikipedia page. Well, there you go, I didn't know that.
What's it changed to?
I don't know. Probably something quite boring. Anyway, that's from Catherine Purton. You'd change your name.
You would change your name. That's incredible.
Catherine, I'd love to know what that's actually called
yes.
now.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Love that.
Like that,
that's
Catherine.
That's grand.
That's grand. Making me laugh.
An email here from Jennifer Gray in Nottinghamshire.
What? Not the Jennifer Gray.
Well, that's what she's on about in her email.
Oh, strange. Really?
I've tried to email before, but I think I was typing for bloody England, so thought I'd try again, she says. So regarding changing name, I was married, but unfortunately I am now divorced, but decided to keep my marital name. I am now Jennifer Grey. Needless to say, I have no resemblance to the actual Jennifer Grey out of Dirty Dancing, but recently we have had to have the police out. Luckily, all is okay, but as the officers came out, I couldn't help but think one of them looked familiar, and during his interview with me, he kept throwing quips about me being in Dirty Dancing. It really cheered me up, though. Later on, I realised he was only one of those famous officers on one of those reality cop programmes we see on daytime TV.
Really?
She must watch a lot of those to recognise him. So I've had the Dirty Dancing quips and the 50 Shades. Luckily, I don't have a son called Christian. Anyway, to save Yvette, no shit jokes from me this time around. And I've just started my driving lessons. Wish me luck, and hopefully I won't be as naughty as Glenn and get a speeding ticket. Look from Jennifer Grey in Nottinghamshire.
Not the actual Jennifer Grey.
And speaking of officers, we've got sent a screenshot of a change your name of a policeman.
Right.
This email from Dave Malam in Southend, who says, love the podcasts, I save them up and we listen to them in the car on long journeys. Not written in for ages, but I saw this police officer's name and thought you'd change your name. And his name is...
PC Rob Banks. We've had that, haven't we?
I put that on the internet. Not
yes, you did. I've seen that before.
We've read it out here.
What a great name, Rob
Banks.
Have we read it out before?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I probably have.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, he comes back again, Mr. Rob Banks, PC Rob Banks. You'd change your name.
You would, wouldn't you? I wouldn't know, because he's going to get known, isn't he? Because it's kind of...
Yeah.
Of all the just normal names you're going to get, Rob Banks.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
I'd love it if there was a police officer called Constable or something like that as their last name, PC Constable.
Probably is. I think there is, isn't there?
Oh, there's got to be Constable, Constable, yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be Sergeant, Sergeant, Officer, Officer.
Yes, of course. I mean, brilliant. Hi to Kyle from Leamington, who says, hi, guys. Thank you all for the great laughs. Love the podcast, especially the shit jokes and Angela's adventures. Most recently, the Who's Stalking Who incidents from when she was being followed down the street.
Anyway, was looking
through social media and saw this. When did Reg Corker collaborate with Haribo, he wants to know. Well, have a look at that photograph of Haribo
sperm. Wow.
No. Haribo spermies, I think they're actually called.
Oh, it's just got sperm on there.
I think the bag's a bit crinkled, but I think...
Oh, is it?
I think it's spermies.
Haribo spermies.
When Reg comes, why doesn't somebody ask him? Yeah.
Shall I ask him?
Yes, I think you should.
We'll leave that out and see if he's done some kind of contra deal with him or something like that.
He might.
Hi to Jane, who wants to read this email out? You can read those two out, Mary, if you like.
Oh, lovely.
Go on.
Hello to Jesus.
Dominus Asparagus, thanks.
Hello to you, the best, funniest podcast family. To my surprise this morning, I was listening to podcast 44 this morning to hear of Carl's royal prediction. Oh my God, how spot on he was. I have been saying this myself since you walked down the aisle. Long live William and Kate as our future king and queen. Spot on, Yvette. Keep up the great podcasts. Love to you from County Cork, Ireland, from Jane.
Oh, Jane. Thank you for writing in.
And Jane's,
wonderful.
Jane's not alone in that observation.
Because Michael in Southsea, who is long-term listener, first-time caller. I bet loads of people have said this, but Carl accurately predicted Harry and Meghan Markle's departure from the royal family. Episode 44 time, 33 minutes and 1 second.
Perfect.
These psychic abilities remind me of someone, but I'm just not sure who. Anyway, thanks for the last hashtag, Team Angela.
Team Angela. You can't speak either, can you, Mary?
No, you've given it to me.
I have.
Disease.
Oh, thank you very much for that email.
Shall we try and dig up that podcast, the moment where you said predicted this, and play it in?
That's a good idea.
Let's do that now.
Can I make a prediction?
Go on, then.
Right. I think something's going to happen, and they're going to just get really annoyed with the British press. They're going to leave Britain.
And go to America.
They're going to go back to America, but be the first royal... household in America to do a reality show.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow. So are they doing a reality show?
I don't know about that, but
they will do.
Going to America, though.
Wow, yes.
You called it.
I tell you what, they will do. Living with the Royals.
It'll make the Kardashians look like they're poor.
I see. Psychic card.
Don't tell Reg.
I wonder what he's like around other psychics.
Oh, that's a good question.
Have you not seen psychics together? Do you remember?
Surely they don't talk. They just know what the other one's going to say.
Well, they do.
If they were psychic, they wouldn't. But trust me, they don't talk. It's basically a psych-off.
It is.
I have never heard one psychic ever say it, or one alleged psychic ever say anything nice about another alleged psychic. And yet when they're together, it's all, how are you? Oh, great. Hey, saw you on the, well done, brilliant. Oh, great show. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's brilliant.
Quite funny.
Ooh, hello.
Mother's blowing the candles out.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. It's all right. Can't leave her alone for 5 seconds, can you? She starts making noises.
Do you want to read out the next email, Yvette?
Yo, go on.
Go on, then.
Why'd you start laughing as soon as I start reading, Mary?
And then
you
get me going. That's why.
Hi, everyone. I haven't emailed for a while. Thank you for the continued laughs, and I hope you're all doing well. So, I was on my way home from work the other morning, just minding my own business, listening to a horror podcast I can't get enough of, when I noticed a poster for local football team called Marine FC. It was their fixtures for February. I've attached a screenshot from their website. I thought I was seeing things. Lol. Anyway, thought you might be interested. For some reason, I thought Droylsden was a made-up place. Who knew? LOL. Anyway, have a fabulous February. Speak soon. Can't wait for the next podcast. Love and light, Stephen Mark. Well, here we go. We're looking at the league table, and it just says, yes, Droylsden plays first.
There you go. How could you have thought we were making up Droylsden? He's had to look at the football fixture poster.
There you go. It's there. Droylsden does exist.
And they even have a football team. So
I know. I'm just thinking about his face when he must have seen that and gone, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Real.
Like people who probably discover Tarpley for the first time if they're driving through Cheshire.
Yes, it's very posh.
Now then, Mary, would you care to do the honours?
Yay!
Okay, go on then.
How is this exciting. A rude one?
No. Hey, podcast gang.
Hi,
Amanda Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Hey, podcast gang, says Amanda Pepper. With fond memories of a programme I once watched, I decided to try and find it, Living with Yves and Carl, to see what date it was filmed, etc., how long ago. Anyways, ended up glued to YouTube watching the whole series back-to-back, absolutely howling with laughter. I remember it being absolutely bloody hilarious watching it first time round, but I didn't remember it had also been absolutely bonkers hilarious. Please, please do a new series involving all your friends, families, podcast team. The mothers would be brill on TV. I've never laughed so much. You guys are TV gold. And now on the podcast, you all are just hilarious. Such good bants and hilarious chats would make a brilliant TV comeback. Amanda Pepper, and she's just attached a picture of you with no shirt on with tape over your nipples part.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when was that?
That was when I drove the quad bike naked.
Oh my God, when I think about that programme.
Look at Agnes leaning into it. Let's have a look at the picture of Carl and Bill Tom on there.
Yes, for those people around the world, some of you might not know that we did a programme called Living with Carl and Yvette. Or what was it called? The Beaties, Living with the Beaties.
They decided to call it a few different things. It was In Bed with Yvette and Carl.
That's
Living
right.
with Yvette and Carl.
That's right.
Because I didn't quite have an idea
what it was.
Commissioner was having
but
a brain
freeze.
But
they're
at the
on
time.
YouTube, and I don't know how many programmes are. There's quite
six.
A long.
There's the entire Las Vegas wedding. You just have to hunt for it.
Oh yeah, they're there, and they're very, very funny. And if you're feeling like, oh, what shall I watch tonight? Go on YouTube and type in Living with Yvette and Carl. Very good.
Excellent. And now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Word to Your Mothers.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
Yes. Me and Glenn give each other a look of like,
we love this bit. Right, and we have some correspondence from Simon and Kirsty Vassallo in Portsmouth who have come up with a suggestion. Mary, as always, would you like to do the honours for this particular section?
Read out the entire
read it all to the mothers, yeah, and they can work out what it means.
Hello,
Carly, Vet, Glenn and the mothers. Where's me? Why am I not involved in
that? Because you weren't here last week.
Because, Mary, you're not that important.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Carly, Vet, Glenn and the mothers. Just a quick email to say myself and the wife are loving the podcasts. They certainly lighten up a gloomy day or a long drive. I don't have any shit jokes. Don't want to upset Yvette before we meet her.
Thank you.
But I think I may have found a word for the mothers to guess. And the word is... peezing.
How do you spell it?
P-E-E-Z-I-N-G. Peezing. What is peezing?
Over to you, ladies.
Peezing, Mary. Give us a
clue. Doesn't mean actually peeing, does it?
Eh?
Oh.
What?
Does it?
Say that again.
Peeing.
Something to do with it, yeah. So it might be something including with peeing. So you do it at the same time, and it makes
it coming out the wrong end.
Wait, what?
Well,
it goes.
You pee out the wrong end.
Well, it can happen, you know. Well, it can happen sometimes, you know, if you've got trouble down there, they'll do say, "And are you peeing when you're pooing?" Is that the
kind of thing? That's not what they mean.
No.
That is
something to do with weeing, peeing.
Peezing.
Oh, is it something rude? Is it something that...
Is it the man or the woman?
It can be either.
Oh, right.
And doing it on... doing. It's this disgusting world today, isn't it? It could be anything horrible, really. Is it some sexual thing, some activity that people like to do these days?
Mary's not going to tell you.
Well, I'm going with that. I'm going to go with that. It's some sexual activity that's done these days that we would never have heard of in our day.
Yeah.
What one on another? Well, there's somebody weeing on somebody else. I mean, I don't like saying it, but this does happen. They post all sorts of things, don't they, these days?
Do you agree with that, Agnes? Do you think it's someone peeing on another person?
I think it's something disgusting. It usually is, isn't it, with your words?
So we're taking peeing on another person as your final answer?
Well, yes, I think so. Do you? So yeah, I said that.
Incorrect. It's sneezing and peeing at the same time.
So that's what you mean, like...
So if you sneeze, and you pee at the same time, that's peezing.
Peezing.
Well, that's something I didn't know. I have done that myself.
The thing is, I was thinking something sexual.
Yeah. I was too. Yeah.
Well, aren't we all deviant then for thinking the worst?
Well, I think to be fair, up to now it's always been a bit sexual.
And you know, people that are listening in the car now are shouting at the radio, going, "It's peeing and sneezing at the same time."
I bet you they were. They were thinking, "Oh, I bet that's something really sexual."
Yeah, maybe.
Some of them may have actually done it without knowing what it was called.
Anyway, that came from Simon and Kirsty Vassallo in Portsmouth.
Thank you, Simon and Kirsty.
If you want to send words to the mothers, then all you need to do is email us at...
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
If you want to send us correspondence at any time, it's...
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
And if you want to send us shit jokes, it's...
oh, for God's sake!
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
And again, in the style of Frank Spencer.
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Shit jokes, everyone!
Shit jokes, two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes, they can't be worse than Glenn's.
Yay!
Yes! Hi to, let's see, your holstered cheesy ballers, Rob, Suzanne and Bernard the Owl. What lays at the bottom of the ocean and shivers? Carl should know this, he's into nautical things.
What's his name at the bottom of the sea?
Timbers.
No, what they call it?
Davy Jones's.
Oh, I don't know, something.
The answer is a nervous wreck.
Oh, that wasn't what I thought.
Oh, God, help me.
That's actually really good. Nervous wreck. I was expecting timber. You know, shivering timbers. Yeah.
And another one from Lee Buswell here. He sent a few in, actually. Says it's been a few since I've sent these in, so
why?
Here we go.
Why do you bother? Why do you do this to me?
It's been a few months. If you have a referee in football and an umpire in cricket, what do you have in bowls?
A really... fucking slow life.
with no meaning.
When's your next match?
Championship on Sunday.
That deserves a fist bump. That deserves. That's very good. The answer is goldfish.
Goldfish.
Yeah. Oh. That's what you have in bowls. That's what you have in bowls.
That's real. Do you know what? Can I just say?
What do you mean?
I think that wins the award for the shittiest
that
joke.
Is shittiest
joke. You said more in.
Ever. Oh.
Oh, yay!
Oh, marvellous.
How did she get through the door?
I don't know. I remember being around 8 years old and my mum asking me, "Why haven't you washed your hair?" I was going to, I replied, but the shampoo bottle said for dry hair and mine was already wet. That really is shit.
Whoa, even you said
even
that.
I said that was shit. It wasn't even.
Oh my god, that's a first.
Yes.
This is a first. Dun, 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 dun,
I actually do think an award should go out to this human being for making that, because he's the only person in history that's made
proud.
You even say
that was a shit joke.
And I said before you didn't get this last one, that's the shittest joke ever.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's doing well for the award.
Here's another one. Ejaculate. That's someone from Yorkshire telling Jack he's not on time.
Jack, you're late. You're late.
Well, Jack, you're late.
Jack, you're late.
That appeals to you, Mary.
And I've just discovered that my sperm is electrically charged. It came as a bit of a shock.
That's quite good.
No, that is actually funny. Not funny, but it's quite good.
You'd be pleased to know that that's the last of shit jokes for today.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
And now it's time for a game of British or Dead.
British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead. British or Dead, British or Dead, British or Dead, British or Dead.
Right, Carl and Yvette, you are currently winning 6-3.
Okie dokie.
And your first person to guess whether they are British living or dead is Pee Wee King, the vocalist.
Dead.
Sir Bobby Robson, the footballer.
He's British.
John Travolta, the actor.
He's alive.
Colin Jackson, the 100-metre hurdler.
He's American.
He's American.
Sorry? No, hang on. The 100-metre hurdler. I don't know who that was. I mean, John Travolta was American.
Sorry, yeah, American. And
all living.
All living.
You see, that's what I mean.
Colin Jackson, the hurdler. Quickly, quickly.
Yeah, alive.
And Gary Neville, the footballer. Quick.
Alive. British,
just a minute of time. 3 out of 5.
Yay!
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
So now the mothers and Mary, are you ready?
No, yes.
Here we go. Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of unified China.
Oh, he's dead.
Yoko Ono, the artist.
English. Sorry, say that again.
Yoko
alive.
Ono, the artist.
Alive.
Rob Andrew, the rugby player.
He's alive.
Dr. Dre, the rapper and producer.
Oh, living.
Chrissy Wellington, the triathlete.
Dead.
Okay, and all within the timer.
We drew on that one.
It's 3, so now you're at 7-4.
So but me and Carl are still in the lead at 7.
7, yeah.
Excellent.
Just say that once more, a bit louder.
Carl and I are in the lead with 7.
No, you're not. You're looking at me. Look at them. Look at Mary, because she's going to know he's going to cut Mary to pieces, you say that.
Your dad and I beat you.
You're going to beat me.
No, we beat you.
Oh.
So far.
You're losing.
You're losing. You're losing. You don't like that, do you?
She's laughing.
You hate
she's
it, really, don't you?
Inside, she's burning.
Yeah.
if anyone out there could actually see this, Mary and Yvette are the most competitive people on the planet, and they hate to lose.
Do you remember,
anything?
Mom? Do you remember when Mary was playing Scrabble? And we were in the kitchen, and she lost and slammed her hands down on the thing, and all the Scrabble pieces went everywhere. She went, no!
To be honest,
this was only last week.
Look at Mary's poor little face. Look at her.
Are we ready for What's That Noise?
Yes.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
What's that noise? Oh, Hi to Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary, the mothers and everyone. I hope this email finds you as well. I'm writing this to you from my hotel room in Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Has it got red lights in?
Have you been to a coffee shop?
We arrived here earlier today.
You okay?
What?
Yeah, you having a good time?
Having a great time. And I fucking love Amsterdam.
Go on, enjoy the cakes.
This is really good shit.
We arrived here earlier today, too early to check in on our lodgings, and have killed a bit of time in one of the local coffee shops. Brilliant. I'm now sat in our room, which ironically doesn't have any. I see what they did there. Eating a bag of nacho cheese flavoured bugles, and suddenly I thought, I recognise that sound. I've heard it before on Yvette and Glenn's Anytime podcast show. So my guess is it's cheesy bugles being twirled around the bag as they try to avoid being caught. My previous guess of a 1980s Mr. Frosty at the Christmas Live was way off the mark, but that's the question. Is it cheesy bugles being spun around?
No!
It isn't that.
I'm so sorry about that, but I'm glad you're in Amsterdam and I'm glad you had a nice tiny coffee shop.
Having a nice time, man!
You sounded like that flying thing out of one of the Star Wars prequels. What's it called? Watto or something?
Oh, Watto.
Watto, that's it. He goes, ah, Anakin, what do you know? A Jedi, huh?
That's just another really good impression he does.
That's what you were like. Yeah. Right, hi to... Now, do you remember John Starr from the United States?
Oh, yes.
Who said he thinks it was chips in a bowl.
Yes, but he said we weren't sure whether it was crisps or...
Whether he meant chips as in crisps or chips to us as in...
Chips.
Chips,
yeah. That's what I just said. That's what he would call fries. That's what I just said.
I know, but I'm just clarifying.
Jesus Christ.
This is like me trying to explain British or dead to you, isn't it?
I know it is, yeah.
Anyway, I asked for clarification and he's replied, he says, to clarify... I mean, potato chips. Which doesn't clarify.
No, it does. It does. Yes, it does. It does. Potato chips in America is the crisps.
Crisps.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Because
I thought fries were made out of potatoes.
No, that's
you're
potato
correct.
Chips.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
But he's in America, potato chips are crisps.
Crisps. So yes. He means crisps. He thinks it's crisps in a bowl, in which case, it's the wrong answer.
It is the wrong
His
answer.
His other guess is candy being stirred in a bowl.
Oh.
It's not candy either. There you go. So if you want to email, what's that noise?
It's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
That's
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
I like that voice.
Yes,
I don't know what she's special about it.
Very cute.
Why don't you try it at home listening right now?
Just do it now. If you're driving
just
your car,
email
just
address.
Do it. Just do it.
What's
just
our email address in that
one? It's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Everyone at home, just say it yourself right now in that voice, the email address. That's very good.
That somebody might be on a bus somewhere or a train doing that out loud. Everyone's looking at you now, aren't they? Oh dear. And now it is time for Letters from the Mothers.
Letters from the Mothers.
When you go, when you send back a letter from Agnes and Angela.
The first letter I found was from Agnes to Angela.
Dear Angela, well, what a to-do. I've shut myself again. And this time... I was sat on someone's lap. Now, as you know, I don't like to talk about such filthy things, but I just don't know who else to talk to because I know you won't tell us so. Anyway, I was at Bongo's Bingo on Saturday night. You know the one where you punched that barmaid in the face because she drank your whiskey chaser? Aye, that one. Well, I was there with Bouncy Brenda. I know you don't like her, but you couldn't come because you were having your colonic irrigation done in Stockport that night. Well, wouldn't you know it, but I won the jackpot. Yes, isn't that amazing? Don't tell Glenn, because he's a right tight bastard. and will want a fair share of my winnings. Just before I got my winning line, Bouncy Brenda pushed me onto Big Willie's lap. He's very nice and accommodating, even though he had a very boring knee. I was getting well excited at each of my numbers came up, and as the last one was shouted out, I screamed, "House!" I jumped up in the air, but Big Willie pulled me down again onto his excruciating pokey knee. I couldn't help it. With all the excitement, my bum let me down at a very important time of my life. I farted, and not just a tiny pipsqueak. It was like a foghorn, and then it came away. But do you know what, Angela? This is the part that frightens me. I didn't care. I had won the bloody jackpot. I feel it's only right for me to treat you next time when you do the podcast. Let's meet up beforehand and I'll buy you as a fish supper. One thing I'm not is tight in more ways than one. Write soon, your very rich friend, Agnes.
And now the returning letter from Angela to Agnes.
Dear Agnes, I had a very embarrassing thing happen to me Tuesday last. The plumber came around to check my pipes, and let me tell you, he was very good looking. I mean, first he bent over to look in my glory hole, but of course he came very unexpectedly. It was a mess. What a bottom, though, Agnes. I took a sly, cheeky selfie with it over my shoulder for my Twitter account. I've got 4 followers now. Get in there. The point is, and this is the embarrassing bit, I couldn't stop looking at his pouch. It was enormous. Every time he talked to me about my drip channel, I felt my eyes go downwards. I couldn't keep them off it. Anyhow, I made him a cup of coffee, camp coffee, and offered him one of my famous baps, but he refused. As he was saying goodbye, I had one last look, and just as I shut the door, I too did a little trumping. The excitement got the better of me. I hope he didn't hear. I fear he would never come back again. The shame. So you see, Agnes, we're all the same, though I don't think I could ever forgive myself if I shat in public. Have you thought about going to see someone? I met this very nice proctologist in Morrison's. We were bending over the fish counter, eyeing the same crustacean. Well, me being naturally kind and polite, offered him my monkfish. Very happy with that. He was very happy with that and offered to give me a free consultation anytime. So you can go in my place if you like. His surgery is in Droylsden, next door to Victor Value's license. Anything to help. But make sure you tell him you want the full deal. You can't go around shitting yourself. Sorry. Anything to help, but make sure you tell him you want the full deal. You can't go around shitting yourself, Agnes. Just think, what would Beyonce do? She'd have the camera up her jacksie as quick as you could say all the single ladies. Friends have to stick together, Agnes. By the way, how much did you win? Your loving friend, Angela. P.S. Just thought I'd mention you wore those trousers the other night and I told you not to, as it showed your elephant's foot, or whatever the bloody hell you call it.
Yay! That's funny, isn't it? No, those letters, though, honest to God, there's...
They're insightful, aren't they?
Very interesting, you two.
The secret world of
what
mothers.
What you get up to.
Amazing.
I'm so tired now.
I know.
I don't know if I can cope with the reg.
Well, you're going to have to, because I've just heard the carpet outside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, someone's going to have to.
I'm tired. I don't know if I can cope with this energy.
Let's see how he's feeling then. All right then.
You better get Maggie out of the way because he'll kick it.
He'll think
it's a rat and try and get it out of the way, won't he?
Wear it as a pair of slippers.
Yeah.
Go
here he comes.
Oh, God.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
Rach.
How are you?
Rach.
How are you?
He's a bit chipper.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, Glenn, how are you, mate? How are you, mate?
I'm okay, Reg. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, thank you so much for asking. I'm great. I'm smashing. I'm
it's
lovely.
It's lovely to see you.
Ivy, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
You're right, Ivy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're looking beautiful.
Oh, that's...
looking beautiful.
Oh, that's very kind of you. What's
is that
going
okay?
On?
Is the mic okay?
The mic's okay.
Are you
okay.
On some sort of, like, new...
I'm on the high of life,
the
Ivy.
High, right, okay.
I'm on the life of high. That's what I am. You know, sometimes... you look at yourself.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you do that too. You come here and sometimes you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you realise how lucky you are to be alive, to be here.
I see what you're saying.
To be the beautiful nature of the world.
In Droylston.
Certain things happen to you. Diddy's not very well.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
He's got a cold.
Has he?
Yeah. He went down to the fish and chip shop.
Did he?
Came back with a cold.
Did he?
I said, come back with cod. He came back with a cold.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Same thing
he?
With just an L in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been sneezing everywhere.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I've been wearing one of those masks.
Have
yeah.
You?
Yeah. You know those ones with the eight ball in your mouth?
Yes.
You know those ones? I can't speak much when I'm wearing
no,
it, but
no.
Diddy says I look great.
So what are you going to be doing for us
right,
today? What do you want to talk about?
What I'd like to do today is talk about peace and love in the world and give someone a reading.
Right.
Because I think the world today... it's full of shit, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Think you
you know,
right.
You look at things and it's full of shit.
There's
why don't you give Mary
a
reading?
Okay, I can give Mary a reading. Would you mind stepping over so I can sit in your chair?
Yes, of course.
You can sit in my chair.
Yeah.
Is that great?
Yeah. Don't need to touch your hands.
No, don't touch me. She's just touched me. Have you got any of that bacterial hand wash? No, she's just touched me. She looks dirty.
Mary, you need to have permission in writing before you touch Rach.
Her hair's greasy.
Her hair is greasy.
Do you know what did, whose kid is that? You'd think her parents would make her wash, wouldn't you?
She's beautiful.
Oh, sorry.
Right, okay. That's my mum. Okay. You're talking to my mum.
Yeah, you say that you don't know you weren't there.
Are you sure she's the mother?
Right, no, okay. I asked the spirit world to open up for me. Let me push myself through. I need to see the vortex of love and light and happiness. Excuse me one second. Love, light and happiness. I'm really trying here not to have a fucking go at you, love.
I know
you're on the telly. Okay. But you've got to respect other people. You talking makes me look like a fucker. And a fucker I am not.
Okay.
So let's go one more time. Glenn, my mate, my friend, my
yes,
pal.
Yes, Reg.
Right, cut that out and start recording again in 3, 2, 1. Right.
Recording.
I'm going to let that one go.
No, just letting you know.
Why are we all whispering?
Right, you're all talking over me now. Okay, I think everyone listening will understand my frustration. My frustration. My frustration.
Okay.
I'm a psychic on the edge. Right, okay. I'll bring myself back down.
Would that be the edge of the world? Because we were talking about this earlier.
Right. Okay. We're going down this road, aren't we?
No.
I've tried my fucking hardest. And all you've done is pound me. Pound me from behind.
It's your lucky day, Reg.
With ungratefulness and disrespect. So you two can go and fuck yourselves. Who the fuck is she? She's even interrupting me now. Right, shut the fuck up, you youngster.
Sorry.
With the greasy hair.
Sorry.
Right, I'm going to give you a reading. Now shut up. Shut it. Right. You, radio man.
Yes.
With no fucking job. Right. Start recording in 3, 2, 1. Okay. The spirit realm of love and happiness, the vortex of life. Come to me. Spare me, are you there? The fuck's that dog doing? The fuck is that? What is this wrong with this fucking tail? It looks like another human being.
He's digging his teeth.
bed,
the dog's digging into its bed.
What the fuck? That dog's got Droylston all over it.
It has, hasn't it?
Right, okay. I need the vortex of love to show me sperm. Sperm. Spare me, come.
He's being possessed, Ben.
Ben Motley.
Spare me. Come here. Show yourself to me. Let me bathe in your milky goodness. Shower me with your droplets of love.
Droplets of love. He can act as he's laughing.
I'm sorry sometimes. The love gets to me. Come to my chest. That's right, spare me. Cover me, spare me. Spare me. Oh, spare me.
God,
oh,
vile.
Oh, more spare me.
Oh, no.
That's great. Thank you, spare me.
It's still going.
Spare. Dribble it all. There you go. I want to feel the last drop of your love. The last drop of your excellence. Your peace, your spiritual awareness. Oh, that's it. Right, okay. Okay, I've got a young girl in front of me, spare me. What have you got to say for her? Okay. Right. Okay, Spin, can you just slow down a minute? There's so much information here. I can only do a little bit at a time. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. You spare me in English, please. I can't understand that. No, I can't understand it when you go French. Okay. Okay. Right. Your name's Mary. Mary. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
A bit of fucking respect would just be, yes, that's great, Reg.
Yes, that's great. Well, you've met me before. I've been on the podcast before.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. He meets lots of people.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Cut that out. Start again in 3, 2, 1, start recording. Mary. Right. You don't know a Joseph. You don't know a Joseph. Right, that's what I'm getting. You don't know a Joseph.
I don't.
But right, I don't need you to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I just need you to say yes.
I just thought that you'd...
No, you're interrupting again. Just say yes.
Oh,
that's all
yes,
I need you to
yes.
do. Right, okay. You like cock, don't you?
Mm-mm, no.
You do like cock?
Well, not opposed to it. I don't really know.
Right.
You don't know something in front of you.
You know when I said not long ago, just a yes would do? That still is the same. Just a yes will do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you like cock. But you like hens too. You like keeping chickens. You've kept chickens. That's what I'm getting. You kept chickens. Yeah, chickens.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Right, this is hard for me, Mary.
Yep.
It's something about your mother.
No.
Oh, no, it's not right. I can't say that.
Go on, say it.
Whoa. I can't say Ooh, no, I can't. Spare me, don't make me say it. Oh, no, I can't say it.
He's overcome again.
Ooh. what I'm getting. That's what he's giving me. Oh, thank you, spare me. Take it off me now. Take it off me. Take it away, spare me. Take it away, spare me. It's great. Okay, okay. Okay, that's all I've got. Okay. That's all I can do now. Okay. Right, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, spare me. Take your sperm away. Wipe your sperm away. Okay. Okay, that's great. Okay. Thank you, spare me. That's great, right?
Well
what happened?
Done.
What happened?
Oh, that was amazing.
Is it okay? Did I get a message? Did you get a message?
I got a message, yes. I did. Yeah, it was really good. An amazing reading, Reg. I'm actually a massive fan. So thank you.
I really don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I really don't give a fuck. This is the trouble with you people out there. You think we'd give a fuck about you? Well, we wanted your fucking money.
Reg, we're still recording.
Yes, do you record now? Yeah. Right. Thank you very much. Now,
thank
I've got
you.
My psychic phone lies. You can ring those and I can send you texts for shitloads of cash.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay, that's great.
Thank you.
Love you
so
all.
Much.
I'll be seeing
Thanks,
you.
Reg.
Great
Bye.
Night, great night, great night. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Reg Corker, everyone.
Yay.
The small, medium, and large.
Fantastic. With Meggy the dog there in the background scrabbling through her bed as he was getting hold of his spirit guide.
Sperm,
marvellous.
We didn't ask him about Haribo sperm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't, did we?
I think he should run out now quickly before he goes in the car. Go on, ask him quick. Go on. Go on, quick.
Reg!
Go on.
Reg!
You might just catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? You can come in. We just got something else off. Ask something, mate, no? I know, you can just come in. It won't take long at all. That's just opening the car. I'm in Medina. Look, Reg, if you just come in, we just want one thing to ask you, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, I'll sit down. Right, what is that?
Well, it's just, we were given this piece of paper. Can you take anything from it?
Yeah, I can actually. That's a photocopy. Photocopy. It's a photocopy. Black and white. It's got...
Yeah, but what we're asking, you see, they've sent through saying that it's Haribo... Or Haribo.
They're sweets.
Yeah,
they're sweets.
They are. That's
sweets.
Right.
That's what I'm getting there.
That's right.
Spermie's telling me Haribo means sweets.
Yeah,
sweets.
Yeah, but they're saying the name of the sweet is sperm. Spermie.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. I can tell. Spermie. Have you sold out? Spermie, have you sold out to Haribo? I know they're soft and gooey. No, he's telling me he hasn't.
Oh, right.
No.
Okay.
That says Super Mix.
Super Mix. The bag's all folded up and it just says Super Mix.
Thank you.
It's not like a superhero. That's just a Super Mix.
Thank you, Reg.
Okay.
That's
Thanks,
very
Reg.
Kind
Thanks.
Of
Bye,
you.
Reg.
No
Bye.
Problem. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, bye,
I've got
Reg.
All this Medina sat.
Oh,
okay.
Right. Bye.
Pack it up.
Bye.
There we are.
Can I just ask you a question? Why was he so nice? What's going on?
It was like the Reg when we first met him. He wasn't as angry.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe. Diddy being ill has made him just.
I love my mother's reaction there. He didn't like that, whatever it was. And she went, yes. I'm just agreeing with you, and she's pissed.
She is.
Yes.
Three sheets to the wind.
She is, aren't you? You'll sleep well tonight. Well, we've spoken about all sorts of things. I'm sure there's lots of hashtags to be put
in
the description of this podcast.
We'll do our best.
Thank you very much for listening. And as I said at the beginning, wherever you are in the world, God bless you and love to you all. And until next time.
Don't forget to email us until then.
Oh, God, if I say it again, I think I'll go insane.
Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. BA beautiful. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye
bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your EVIC coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your VIC card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your EVIC coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with EVIC and Harris Teeter fuel points.
You're finally at that hot new spot, the one your friends keep raving about, sitting across from your date. It's going...
Another round?
Really well. And that dish you've been dying to try, oh, it's headed your way. You can smell it, hear it sizzling fresh off that skillet as it comes closer, closer, and served. Go ahead, enjoy. After your phone sneaks a bite first. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.